cultivating joy and overcoming obstacles to joy. This poem brings some of that back to me, and it moves me to think about the last time I got to greet joy without a trace of suspicion. And the more I think about it, the more I find I can't remember. Instead, I remember things like being self-conscious or struggling through a sadness, wishing I were in that place of feeling joy alongside it, but knowing I'm not there yet. Or that awful feeling of waiting for the other shoe to drop when I am in a moment of joy. It seems I might not be the unadulterated joy type. It absolutely is my intention to feel that kind of joy, just like Amy Lloyd said, but sometimes having intentions doesn't seem to be enough to bring about what we intend. Sometimes the best intentions get knocked out of the way by reality, or at least postponed. And then what? Well, since it's that time of year, let's take New Year's resolutions as an example. I don't know how many times I've resolved to lose that extra 10 pounds, or to go back to the gym, or to start a meditation practice, or be more regular with my yoga practice. Does that work for you? It doesn't work for me. What invariably happens instead is that my resolve slowly gets worn down by the pleasure and ease of comfort food, by the dreariness of the winter sky, by the warmth of my electric mattress pad, by the discomfort of change. And then it turns into guilt or shame at what I perceive as my lack of follow through. There's not a lot of self-compassion in this, to say the least. And so it seems that having intentions to do things differently may turn out to not actually be very good for me. Huh. So how do I turn those best intentions into reality? In this month's packet, Soul Matters staff member Katie Covey pointed out a difference between resolutions and intentions that's helping me understand that maybe I'm doing something a little backwards. She wrote, "Intention is different from setting goals or resolutions, in that intention pulls us into who we truly are. Goals and resolutions push us out into future possibilities. To set intentions," she writes, "we must listen to our inner voice, which tells us who we truly are." So maybe the best intentions aren't resolutions or decisions or goals on what'll happen next. Maybe they're things we recognize within that we can nurture to become more whole, more truly and deeply ourselves. Maybe my intentions need to be less focused on what I want to be and more on how to be more of what I am when I like being what I am. Like the famous Howard Thurman quote, "Don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do it." Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. So this morning, we'll focus a little more on what it is that pulls us into who we truly are, that makes us come alive. That means we'll have to engage in a little introspection, a little more introspection than is needed to simply set a goal, like losing those extra 10 pounds. So usually at this time in the service, I create fire in a bowl, and I invite us to start the process of setting intentions by first burning what we want to get rid of. So because we're not together physically this year, and part of the power of sealing our intentions comes from doing this in community, I'm going to ask you instead to look at the flame of your chalice or candle, or at the one on your screen, and take a breath. Bring yourself back to that place where we started this morning's service, of noticing the tensions, the whirling thoughts, the unsettled parts of your spirit. If you're like me, that causes discomfort. And I invite you to just breathe into that discomfort. Remember that we're doing this together. Remember that we're here for each other. Remember that there will be a chance to release that discomfort. So acknowledge them. What are the sources, the losses you've suffered or witnessed? The little dreams that you've had to bury this year. The bigger hopes you've had to postpone. And keep breathing. Keep breathing with me. Keep breathing with the rest of us. Keep looking at that flame. And then take a piece of paper that Heike asked you to have with you this morning. Hold it. Infuse it with what you're feeling. Or write on it, or draw on it, the feelings you'd like to release. We'll play a little music as you do this, so you can take your time. If we were together, we would take these papers now and we'd burn them together in a bowl, maybe with a breath of relief. What I ask you to do instead is to take your paper and tear it up into little tiny pieces. Feel the energy going into that. And then put them aside. Put them down. Put them down. If you want to get rid of them physically, you can go ahead and do that in any way that feels satisfying. You can use fire. You can flush them down the toilet, scatter them into the wind. And if you want to hold on to them for a week, not in plain sight, or maybe in plain sight, right? Maybe in a place that reminds you that you're getting rid of them. Hold on to them for a week. Bring them to Reeb next Sunday between 11:30 and 12:30, and we'll remind you. And you can burn them in the fire that I'll be tending in our parking lot. We were going to do that this week, but the weather interfered with me coming back to Madison. So I'm driving back tomorrow. And we will do this next week. And then take another breath. Take another breath. And let your mind and your heart and your spirit turn to what might be ahead, if you're ready for that. What might be waiting for you in the next weeks, the next days, the next hours, maybe? I invite us to enter into a short time of quiet. Let your mind start to move away from the events of the past year, if you can. Move away from those things on your paper. Move away from those things you've torn up. And if you can, move towards something you've learned or something you'd like to remember, to take with you. What might you need that is a part of the deepest part of yourself? That could be turned into an intention. What memory, what joy, what lesson, what practice would you like to take with you into the time ahead? Take a few moments of quiet to let that form in your heart and your mind. And now, if you can, turn that intention into a single word that you can speak or think or even feel to remind yourself of that intention throughout your year. I'll offer us a little more quiet in which to form this one word intention. And then I'll invite you to turn on your video and to unmute yourselves one at a time and speak your word. I want to remind you that we're recording this reflection, so your voice will be part of what we post online, should you choose to speak. Mike, would you please let folks unmute?
All right, they should be able to now.
Thank you, Mike.
Stubborn.
Stubborn. Love.
Baseball.
Love.
Self-acceptance.
Joy. Trust.
Celebration.
Focus.
Compassion.
Joy.
Joy.
Impermanence.
Flexibility.
Connection.
Courage.
Silliness. Thank you all for sharing, my friends. I say this every week. And I feel it in a slightly different way this week because of your sharing. May it be so. And may we be so.